and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Talia, what's going on today?
Well, my husband and I have been living with, we're not living with his mother, but his mother owns some property and we've been renting a house from her. And she's recently decided to kind of downsize and she wants to do the condo life. And so she's offered to let my husband Jay and I buy the house from her, and it would be a great deal. But, you know, I would like to find my own place, a place that I can call my own home and kind of start new and start fresh. And I guess the conflict is my husband loves this home because it's where he grew up and there's memories, you know, and he wants to kind of continue specific traditions there. But I just know that if stay there and rent from his mom, she's going to constantly be there and constantly try to take over and constantly run our lives. And I just feel like she'll always kind of have that this is my home feeling. And I guess I just want to kind of avoid any of those kind of conflicts that might come along with that.
Yeah, I could understand that. I mean, spending so much time in a place, it definitely does impart that, hey, this is where I belong. This is, I'm the one in charge, that type of thing, matriarch situation. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see why it's a hard decision. Let's call your husband, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Jay?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Okay, hey, how you doing?
Excellent. Jay, we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Want to let you know that we spoke with your wife, Talia, who tells us that you guys are considering buying your mother's house, and she's got some apprehensions about you guys doing that, despite the fact that it would be a good deal financially for you. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Okay. No, it's a great deal, and, you know, it's the house I grew up in, so it makes complete sense to me. I know my wife's a little concerned about, you know, my mom, it was her house, but I think it's pretty natural, you know, to change generations, change hands like that. It makes sense to me.
It sounds like Talia is a little bit worried that, you know, basically your mom will come over and still, just by virtue of, you know, almost subconsciously, believe that it's her house and not necessarily your guy's home. And I could kind of get that, like hey we're gonna change something, or we're gonna knock a wall down, or we're gonna put on an addition, and mom like, oh well, that's where little Jimmy and Jay took their first step when he was 2 foot 1 inch or whatever, blah blah blah. I mean, do you see that worry?
I guess I see that. I mean, we all have our own mothers-in-laws to deal with. I don't think she's going to be that bad. And if it's a little bit there, it's still worth it to have the house, amazing house,
oh my
gosh, for a great deal.
Jay, honey, your mother is such a control freak. Like, I don't see how to understand. She's not going to just let us have the house. She's going to try to control every portion of our life if we buy this house from her.
Oh my gosh. She's not that bad.
All right. Well, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can let our audience decide and see what they have to say. Jay, they agree with you. Hey, being able to buy a house at a really good deal and have it be a house that, you know, you love is a pretty good opportunity, and you shouldn't pass it up. But they may agree with Talia that if she feels like it's never really going to be her home, I mean, it must be hard to pay a mortgage on a place that you never really believe is yours. And you'll take that into account. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, I can agree.
Sure.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on?
Can you look a gift horse in the mouth? I guess that's the question today. Because what's going on is Jay and Talia rent their house that Jay's mom owns, and she has offered to sell them the house at a really good price. The problem is Talia doesn't want it because she thinks that it's always going to be their house and
right,
the mom's house, and that she's never really going to be her place.
Sometimes the best favor that you can get from a friend is the one that you don't actually accept.
1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hey, listen, I think that the guy needs to let go of his childhood memories. It's time to move on. There's nobody more sentimental than me, but if he's married now, he needs to take his wife into consideration and it's time to move on. There's plenty of beautiful houses out there.
You know, he can always get one of those little plastic race car beds to put in the shed and go sleep out there when he feels like it.
That's,
you know?
Nice. That's
one of those.
What he can do, too, is take a video of the house, and then the video will last forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
What song are you singing?
You go back and you look 5-10 years later, and then you see all the ghosts that are on the video that you didn't see the first time.
What are you talking about?
My, you told me that hamster ran away.
Oh, boy.
You told me he ran all away. Right. He was right there.
I gotta say, though.
Stuck in limbo.
It's expensive to live in Connecticut. So if your parents can help you out like that and give you a leg up like that, it's something you have to take into serious consideration.
It would be great if she left them the house. Then they could sell it and move right out of the state.
Oh, that's nice. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this? Aww. Have you had an experience similar? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's not easy buying a house in Connecticut, especially when you're starting out. Like, let's be honest, it's expensive to live here.
Yeah, another part of the process is, along with the financial part, is it's just stressful. It's stressful to move your life. It's stressful to move on. Maybe that's part of what is the appeal for Jay, who wants to stay in the house that it was his parents' house. And now he's got the offer of a great deal from his mom, but his wife just not with it.
Right. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Their offer is to buy the house that he grew up in for a really good deal. But she says the mom is always going to be around. It's always going to really be her house. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough call on what you do in a situation like that.
I think she's right to be cautious.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
I got to go with the wife. I was kind of in this situation, and I just have to say to the husband, rip the Band-Aid off and move on, because it really can wreak havoc in a marriage.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. He needs to pack his stuff and move, get a new house, start fresh with her.
Even if he's going to save all that money and it's a good deal?
It ain't worth the relationship. The money ain't worth the relationship by saving it.
Anytime anything comes up, she's going to be like, I told you so.
Yep, he's going to hear it. He's going to hear that the rest of his life.
I'm on the husband. Is the mother going to live at the house?
No, she's going to get her own condo.
Right, so she's going to have her own thing to deal with. I totally agree with the husband. And besides, the economy's not that great right now still. So I agree with the husband.
I've got to go for the wife. I'm in a similar situation. My husband inherited his childhood home, and I refuse to move into it.
Yeah, you know, is it because of the in-laws, or just because you think that it's like a weird extension of his childhood and you guys not being able to start your life together?
I just think it's you know, this guy who called before said it's a natural progression. There is nothing natural about it. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I'm like, I won't do it. It's somebody else's memories.
I keep trying to put myself in that situation, like if my parents... Is it different for a wife, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because if my parents offered to sell me their house at a really good price, Paul and I would jump. Absolutely.
That's I mean, you've been, you know, stuck in your house for a while. You've been looking for a house for a while. And again, that search becomes desperate, you know.
Right. But if it was his mom offering to sell his house,
See, look at you. All right. You're not going to say it out loud right now, but I mean, you definitely feel a different way.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Right. And I would imagine that they feel the same way, too.
Yeah. Give us a call. What do you think? 1-800-330 Honda of Westport Couples Corp. Interesting situation here between Talia and Jay. They're married. They rent their in-law's house, his mom's house. Mm-hmm. She has offered to sell it to them at a really good deal. Problem is, Talia is afraid that, well, you know, it's never really going to be her house because it's the house that he grew up in, and the mother-in-law is always going to be around. And it's a tough call. Do you start new and fresh? But if it's financially a struggle and you have this great opportunity, do you walk away from it?
One thing that she noted, she mentioned too, is that the mother is a little bit controlling, maybe a little bit dominant, that type of thing. So maybe she's intimidated by that, and she feels that, you know, in these four walls, it's always going to be perceived, real or not, her place.
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I think she's already apprehensive as to buying their house, and the husband seems as if he would definitely be on the mom's side, like if she doesn't want anything to change or a room to stay the same or a wall not to be knocked down. And they need to build new memories in their new home together that he's built and create things on their own, not his old memories. He needs to start new, and he needs to take his wife's opinion and her worries into consideration, because I do believe that the mom will give them a hard time in the future.
All right, well, we're getting close to a verdict. If you want to chime in on this too, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.